And now for our story. On Friday, we learned that Danny Stratford, driven almost crazy by the serious illness of his young wife, Phyllis, and blaming the circumstances which caused the complications on her brother Max's association with a gambling ring, threw all caution to the winds and notified Governor McDaniels of what is going on at the hotel in Sandy. The governor's raiding party was already on the way when Mary heard the news. Hurt and indignant as she is toward her husband, Max, Mary realized that he is still the man she loves, and that whether he is a lawbreaker or not, she must warn him. Max, unaware of the approaching raid, sits in his office at the hotel counting profits, still playing the role of a hoodlum in the hopes that the woman he loves will learn to forget him. As the phone rings, he has little to expect, and on the other end of the line is that woman, making a last desperate attempt to save him from what she believes to be an unpardonable act.
450 plus 120. And today's the 6th. If we keep on going for a couple of weeks. And 2 weeks from now, I'd make it the 20th. And then it's
the... Yeah, all right, all right. I'm coming. Just keep your shirt on, will you? Hello.
Hello, Max.
Yeah, I'm talking.
Max Miller.
Yeah, yeah, I know who it is. So what?
Max, listen, I called to warn you. The governor's sending a party to raid the hotel.
What?
I tell you, they're coming to raid the hotel now, tonight. Get away, Max, please, right now while there's time. Don't let them catch you there and tie you up with...
Hey, listen, what is this, anyhow? The place is barely open. Who tipped the governor off? And Benson have to stick his nose in this, after all?
No, it wasn't John. It was somebody else. Max, don't stop to argue. Get away, quick.
It wasn't you, was it, Mary?
You know it wasn't.
Well, I know you'd just soon see this place blown sky high.
Yes, I would, but I wouldn't give you away. Max, I just had to call you and warn you. You can tell Shane if you want to, but... Well, it's you that matters.
And when?
Since always. Max, don't waste time talking. Please, get away and good luck.
I'll be...
Hey, listen, Looney. We just got word that the special party flying down tonight. Holy mackerel, what's the matter with you? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I feel sort of like I've been feeling. Listen, Jimmy, I got news. Bad news. Step it off.
So, Mr. Fitch, once again?
No, no, it's coming along okay. Somebody tipped off the governor. He's sending a raiding party.
Where did you get that fairy?
Never mind how I got it, I got it.
When's it coming? What month?
Now, tonight. They're on the way right this minute.
That's kind of stone, ain't it, Mac?
Yeah.
There's something phony here somewhere.
I just got tipped off. The word is we better scram, quick.
Who tipped you off? It had to be one of your Sanders pals or kinfolk. Who was it?
It was Mary.
You better see, though.
Well, I don't know. Found it out somehow.
Yeah, she would. As much as she hates this dirty racket, she had to call you.
Well, she said that I could tell you, too, because you did so much for my sis. Oh, Mary's funny that way.
She's been aching to do it ever since we took over this place, sir. You ain't in cahoots with her, are you, Max?
Why are you...
Now, don't get sore. I'm only asking. You gotta admit the whole business looks mighty screwy, and it's been looking funnier every day. You've been too nice and cooperative to be real. Everything all laid out for us, as smooth as silk.
Oh, why not? I'm in it with you.
I wonder. Willing to bust up with a swell gal like Mary just to get into this racket. Just our very best pal, wasn't it? His boss has been suspicious right from the start.
Now, listen.
Now, you listen. I'm not finished yet. You weren't going to have Doc Benson taken for a ride, were you? You weren't even going to have him hurt.
I suppose you think that I knew Phyllis was going to have a baby. Just
never
gonna...
mind about Phyllis. It's you and me we're worrying about now.
Well, what do you want to know?
I want to know how this raiding party came about. I want to know whether it's a frame-up or whether you sold us out cold.
What did I want to do a thing like that for?
How do I know? But if you did...
If I did, would I be telling you about it? Giving you a chance to scram?
Well, I don't understand.
You don't have to understand, you painful lunkhead. Just take my word for it and get going.
What are you going to do? Where are you going?
I'm staying right here.
Fat can't stay here with the cops in the way.
You said it.
But, man...
Now, listen, Jamie. Up until this past week, I wouldn't raise my little finger to save you from the bulls or from anything else. I'd have figured that if you wanted to play around in this racket, you could play. If you got in the hot water, well, you could take your medicine.
Well, it looks like you were right.
But since Phyllis has been sick, I... Well, that was all right, what you did. Phyllis is my sister. She's a good kid. When she gets well, she... Well, she's on the cuff to you.
You can't let her.
You shut up and let me talk. I ain't a guy to forget. And Mary ain't the kind to forget, either. She said that I could tell you, and she meant...
You're just going soft, and you're getting me that way. Now, shut up, will you?
Yep, I'm going soft.
Well, that won't work in this racket time. You got to be rough. But what I can't get in my nut is...
What you can't figure out, Cheney, is women. You don't understand why or how Mary could be taking sides against me and still be tipping me off about the couch.
No, I don't get that.
Well, women are funny. And Mary... Well, that gal stuck to me through thick and thin. Sometimes I think she'll go on tearing no matter what I do. She's just funny, though.
You know, I still think you're nuts about her yourself.
Well, maybe I am. But I'm bad medicine. She's got to get rid of me. She's got to be married to somebody she could respect and look up to.
Well, she won't, not while you're in the picture.
That's kind of what I think.
Why, you crazy mug, that's why you're doing all this, ain't it? But you thought it'd make her stop caring, that she'd give you up for good.
Well, what if I am? Ain't any of your business, is it?
Well, of all the dim-witted... Listen, guy, we gotta get going. The raiding party's on their way now.
Well, use this sideways, Danny. Get out through the woods. Nobody will see you. You can pick up my car at the garage, just an overhaul.
Where are you gonna be?
Right here.
Here?
Yeah. Ready to greet the posse. The state police.
You can't stay here, you idiot.
Must I draw pictures for you?
Oh, you yellow crook, you low-livered, dirty... For 2 cents, I'd send you to pull a letter.
Hey, what's that? Wait a minute.
You're going to turn state's evidence, are you? Let me make a getaway and then save your own skin by telling them where I am.
I ain't turning state's evidence. Don't worry.
So what are you going to do? You can't fight it out with that mob.
I won't fight it out.
You can't let him get you, Max. With your old record, you get 20 years for this.
That's what I'm counting.
Well, you're nuts.
Maybe. If I'm in for 20 years... Even Mary will get up there.
Yeah. I get it.
You know, I ain't done much in my life to be proud of, Cheney. But at least I know what I have to go on making her unhappy. And if I can clean up this gambling racket at the same time...
Max, you're not yourself, pal. You're a nurse.
Well, it won't hurt me to do one worthwhile act before I pass along to Keith. I figure this is it, Cheney.
Cleaning up the racket, eh?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're right.
You know... There was a story that I read once when I was a kid. Something about a man... Oh, gee, his name was... Anthony Dickens wrote it. It was about a couple of fellows who loved the same girl during the French Revolution. You know, when they were killing off all the aristocrats.
Yeah.
Well, these two fellows looked so much alike you couldn't tell them apart. When the one that the girl loved and had married was going to be executed, and the other man came to the prison, he changed clothes with him and sent him away. And he went on to the gelatine and...
The gelatine.
Oh, yeah. That thing they chopped the heads off.
Yeah, the crazy package.
Oh, I don't know. He didn't think so. He said something about this. It's a far, far better thing I do than ever I've done before. Well, maybe I can say that.
Did you clean up the fake gambling racket and saved your life for a better man?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's something to think about while you're sitting in your cell for 20 years.
Well, maybe I won't be there 20 years.
Well, you try and get out. Oh, come on, Max. Get your things together and come along. We got to get out of here.
No, I'm not coming.
You're crazy, Max. Where are those guys?
They're right there, under the papers.
Oh, I got them. I don't suppose we'd have a chance of concealing the equipment. Now, gee, I'd have been all set for a raid next week. Who'd have thought they'd pull one the third day out? I'll need your gun, Max. Come along.
No, I don't want a gun.
You don't want a gun?
No.
What do you want him to do? Those bulls are likely to shoot on sight.
All right, let him.
Listen.
It's the police, sir.
Here they come, Max. For God's sake.
No, for the last time, I'm not coming, Kenny.
Sanders, what are you doing?
I'm taking the cartridges out of this gun. There won't be no accident. Hey, you better get underway quick, Kenny.
What are you going to do, Max?
Me? I'm going to open that door and finish what I started.
So Max, alone and unarmed, goes to open the door to the law. Do a far, far better thing, according to his own standards. What will the outcome be? Will Cheney escape? Will the gang be captured? Will Max's sacrifice be in vain?